On the show today, we have sales CEO's very own Nick Brown talking about a webinar that's coming up put on by the folks at CUES July 9th on how to be more proactive as a credit union with its mortgage lending efforts. Really good stuff here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Nick Brown from Sales CU. Nick, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing excellent. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Hey, you are about to embark on a CUES webinar coming up on July 9th, and it is entitled, How to Be More Proactive as a Credit Union with its Mortgage Efforts, or mortgage sales, that is, as well. And also, I have to mention, CU Members Mortgage as well is sponsoring this this webinar as well. So that kind of ties in with the whole mortgage efforts, right?
Exactly.
Indeed, yep. Sir. So can you give us a quick overview of the webinar that's going to occur via CUES on July 9th? And it's entitled, Enabling Your Sales Channels, Keeping the Mortgage Pipeline Full. So give us a quick lay of the land here, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're going to be talking about is going to be specific to mortgages and specifically mortgage sales. You know, we've just gone through a wonderful mortgage refinance boom. Our mortgage team was tested to their very max, right? They're pulling all-nighters, coming in on weekends, trying to get business going through. But that started to slow down a little bit, and it probably has a lot of credit union leaders. Well, not probably. It does have a lot of credit union leaders a little bit worried about how do we keep volumes up, right? We don't want to go back to the all-nighters. We don't want to go back to the weekends. But how do we keep mortgage applications coming in when we're going to see a drop-off? We're going to see we're not going to have the record-breaking volumes that we had in March, April, and May. And so we're going to talk about what we can do as an organization to ramp up our sales efforts internally and through those things that we have control over to keep the mortgage pipeline full and keep volumes coming in. Got not it. At the level that we saw in March, April, and May, but at higher levels than we're accustomed to.
Yeah. So, I mean, so how can they avoid a drop in mortgage applications and maintain mortgage volumes by utilizing today's tools and services? How can they kind of maintain, I guess, is the question here.
Maintain. Yeah. So the idea isn't necessarily to maintain, but to ramp up.
Oh, okay.
So obviously we're not going to go back to the refinance boom numbers. We don't necessarily need to do that. And that might not be possible. But when we talk about how do we do that? Well, there's really three channels that we have control over. The first channel is obviously our marketing arm. Marketing feeds sales. And the better that we do at marketing mortgages, and I'm going to talk about a couple of different ways to do that here and also in the webinar, but it feeds sales. So that brings in the applications that we need. So marketing is a critical piece. Utilizing our mortgage team more effectively is also a critical piece. When mortgage applications drop off, that means that we're going to have more time and more capacity in our mortgage team. So we need to energize them, get them involved in feeding the mortgage channels. And there are certain ways that they can do that as well, which we can talk about. But the last piece, though, is the powerful sales arm that we already have within our organization. That's our frontline staff, our call center, our loan officers, you know, our in-branch loan officers, our in-branch tellers. All of these frontline employees who are working with and see and interacting with our members more than anyone else in the credit union, we need to engage them in the mortgage process as well, and identifying members who are in a need of a mortgage or who would benefit from some type of a mortgage product and get mm-hmm. those over as referrals to our mortgage team.
I mean, everyone's talking about how important the data is right now. I mean, we've been talking about how important data has been forever, but now more than ever, it's really vital to really kind of tap into that information. And again, to ramp up the sales, right? To really leverage that information. So,
yeah. And unfortunately, those who haven't tapped into data are really behind the eight ball. And if they're just getting started, they really need to invest more time right now. It's critical. This is the time that if you haven't done it, you need to start doing it.
Yeah.
Data is powerful, and that's really what's going to drive business forward, moving forward in the future, especially when we know that there's going to be a change in the way that our members are going to interact with us. Even when coronavirus goes away and branching, the economy opens back up and people can go out. We've just gone through a complete digital transformation and training with our members, right? We taught them how to check their balances online. We've taught them how to deposit a check with their phone. Branch traffic's going to drop. Contact center call volume's going to drop moving forward. And so we need to find different ways to interact with our members, and data is going to be that way to spur a contact with that individual.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it was a crash course in digital for a lot of folks. But yeah, I agree with you there. So talk to me about you point out three ways to use Credit Union sales process to create new business. Can you address each of these just real briefly? Like the first one is crafting a new mindset for mortgages and credit unions with your members. Talk to me about crafting this new mindset.
Yeah, well, mindset's everything. And one of the traditions that we have that still lingers today and is plaguing a lot of credit unions is we really emphasize the not-for-profit part of the credit union. But I just want to point out it's not a nonprofit. We are still for-profit. We're just not for profit, right? So we don't run the credit union on grants or by running fundraising campaigns. We raise money by selling products and services. And so while we're a not for profit financial cooperative, we still need revenue in order to drive the organization forward. But the mindset that's in a lot of credit unions right now is that we're more of an order taker. The member will ask for the products and services that they want. And so we wait around a lot for our members to walk through the doors or to give us a call or to log in online and apply for a loan before we act. And so that mindset actually holds us back, because there's more opportunity right now within our membership base that's not with the credit union than with what is with the credit union. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. There are more auto loans, mortgages, credit cards, deposits, checking accounts that your members don't have with the credit union than what they do have with the credit union. So if we're waiting around, if we have that mindset where we're waiting, that reactive mindset, waiting for the member to engage us and ask us for a product or service, we're missing out on tons of opportunity that could be creating and generating revenue for the credit union. That could be funding our fraud efforts, our technology, could be impacting our ability to expand our branch network or whatever network needs to be expanded as we move forward. Who knows what that's going to be. We're missing out on that opportunity. Any revenue that we can generate in the credit union is a good thing, because it's reinvested back into the communities that we serve, which are our membership.
Yeah.
Right. So that's really what needs to change, is that mindset. So if our frontline employees have that mindset that, we're order takers, we just wait for the member to ask and then we process requests, that's exactly what we're going to continue to get. So we need to change that mindset that we're really, truly, as a credit union, are our members' partners. We're the members' financial advocates. We need to be looking for ways to help them do one of four things: save time, save money, make more money, or just make their financial lives more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, we can tap in and solve the needs that they have. We can help them achieve those wants that they realize the wants that they have sooner. And also to put them on the path to actually achieving their financial dreams.
Indeed. And the second one really caught my eye, because it gets back to the whole data. So it's utilizing internal data and third-party resources to identify and capture mortgage opportunities. So it gets back to that, the importance of data, right?
Absolutely. So two fun stories here. In preparation for this webinar coming up, I actually reached out to a number of my mortgage broker friends, right? The competition. And I asked them, what do you think you do better than credit unions? And what advantages do credit unions have in the mortgage world?
Yeah.
And they listed off all the normal things, right? We're faster, we're smarter, we have more better programs, which isn't necessarily true at all. In fact, one of the friends worked for a credit union. He says, we tout these things, but it's really not that true, because credit unions have access to all sorts of resources. But when it came to the question, what do credit unions do, or what advantage do credit unions have over you? And they said data. Credit unions could own the mortgage market just with the data that they have available at their fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Members tell us everything, right? And if we were utilizing that data for good, not for bad or nefarious purposes, but if we're using it for good to identify when a member is in need of a mortgage or could benefit in some way from doing a mortgage and reaching out to them, we could literally own that market in that space. And so it's a shame that we don't utilize it. And in some situations, I'll give you one here in just a second, but it actually does a disservice to our members. So 2 years ago, I was working with a credit union, helping them start an outbound call center. And they had, it was working with their marketing director, building the lead sources that they were then going to use to call out to their members. And they had a really cool tool. It's called a Quest Record, which they were purchasing from the credit bureau. Now, these can't be used for marketing purposes. It's really there to manage the loan portfolio, to assess risk. But one of the attributes they were getting was newest mortgage on credit, mm-hmm. right? How many months old was this? And this was a couple of years ago. And as we looked through that, we found 200 members on their list of a credit union that has about 23,000 members, right? So 200 is a big chunk of their membership base.
Yeah.
200 of them still had mortgages from the early 2000s and late 1990s. They were paying 6% and 7% on these mortgages. This was 18 to 20 years later. They still were paying on these mortgages. And, they missed 3 refinance booms. It represented 2 things, an opportunity for us to reach out and educate our members. A lot of times members aren't refinancing because they think that they are going to have to restart paying interest, or that the fees are too high, or that, you know, having another credit report poll is going to hurt their credit score for some reason, right? There's all these misconceptions out there. But the other portion was it really showed the credit union that they weren't serving their members the best that they could. They still had 200 members that had been paying for the last 20 to 18 years a rate that was probably twice as high as what they should have had.
Yeah, no doubt.
So data is powerful. It can tap us in to help us understand what's going on in the credit union, but it can also point us in the right direction so we can reach out to those members who need help.
Precisely. And number 3 here, activating the education and referral power of branch and contact center sales teams. Can you expand on this one a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned before, our biggest sales channel right now is our branch and our contact center networks. Yeah. That's where the majority of member interaction takes place. And so if those individuals are treating those interactions as order requests and order fulfillment, mm-hmm. and they're not looking beyond what the member's asking for, they're going to miss out on the opportunity to say, hey, you know what? I can see you financed your mortgage a couple of years ago when rates were a bit higher. Rates are really low right now. We can help you refinance and save you thousands of dollars. Can I get you over to a mortgage loan officer? Right? And of course, we have to be careful of RESPA laws and making sure that the employees understand those things. But the reason that that's not happening, and the number one reason it's not happening, is because frontline employees are completely deathly afraid of mortgages. They don't want members to ask them questions. They don't bring it up because they don't want the questions to be asked. They don't know what a good referral looks like. Maybe they've sent over a referral, but it wasn't a good one. And the mortgage loan officer is like, well, that didn't go anywhere. Thanks a lot. Right? So what we need to do is educate them on the mortgage process, on the mortgage products, and enabling them with the information that they need to be able to have a good educated conversation with the member enough that they're within the guidelines that they, you know, they're not licensed, they don't have their NMLS registration, so they need to be within those guidelines. Mm-hmm. But have a good enough conversation with the member to be able to refer it over, to have a good enough foundation that they can, overhear a conversation, or they can look at some activity on the account, or, see something that's happening when they're running a credit card or an auto loan application or opening a new account, and bring it up in a conversation so they can get a referral over to the mortgage team.
So what is the significance of all of this right now? Is it maintaining and ramping up business in uncertain times? Because who knows what's going to happen in the fall and even the winter time and even into 2021. So is that kind of the significance? Obviously, you want to improve and keep enhancing, and you want business to go, you know, on the upward trajectory in traditional times, but we are not in traditional times. So
we're not.
So what is the significance of this right now?
So I think it's important.
So uncertain.
Yeah, I think it's really important for a couple of reasons. First, for what you brought up, right? We're in uncertain times. And I just had a credit union client that I'm working with. I did a one-on-one meeting with their mortgage manager. But in preparation for that meeting, one of the leaders said that it's the mortgage department right now that's keeping the lights on and the doors open.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Because volumes have dropped so significantly, our revenue sources are dropping as well, right? We're not able to cross-sell products and services. Our members aren't coming in as much. We're not interacting with members. Also, members are not making as purchases like they used to. Now, we had a banner month in March, or excuse me, in May for consumer loans, and I think we'll see the same thing in June. Mm-hmm. But what's going to happen when the payment protection money runs out, right? We're going to see spikes in unemployment. We don't know, right? So that's the uncertain times. So we need our mortgage channel because rates are still so low. There's a lot of members out there that haven't refinanced. Yeah. There's a lot of members that are out there looking to buy homes. So we need that mortgage channel to continue to produce the revenue, to keep the doors open, the lights on, so we don't have to get to drastic measures, right? Where we're canceling contracts with our vendors, we're reducing hours, whatever the case may be, closing branch locations, some of the things that have been happening, that those don't continue to happen.
Right.
The other piece too, though, is we've just experienced, we just went through the refinance boom. We challenged our mortgage team. They stepped up to the challenge and they improved and they increased their capacity, right? Again, we don't want to go back to the all-nighters and the weekends because that's not fun. That's not a good work-life balance.
Right.
It's okay every now and then to keep up with the demand, but we just expanded the capacity of our mortgage team. And if we just allow that to go away, right, we're going to lose that new capacity. And that's missed opportunity. That's members we could have been helping that we're not helping. So we want to keep mortgages flowing in so that we can capitalize on that new capacity we just created for our mortgage team and keep them producing at peak levels.
That's the key, man. That is the key, especially as we head into the fall, for sure. Mm-hmm. Any final words of wisdom here to wrap up?
Well, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate your time.
And
I just want to recognize what you're doing for the credit union industry. It's wonderful. It's amazing. You're bringing experts from all over the country and all different parts of the credit union world together. And it's benefiting credit unions greatly. And so just first off, thanks for what you're doing.
Oh, you're welcome.
And what you're providing to the industry. And then also, just thank you for Q's and giving us this opportunity to hold this webinar in a couple of days and see you Members Mortgage and sponsoring it. Credit unions, in my belief, are the financial model of the future. Whether we step up and take advantage of that and claim that and actually realize it, well, it's up to us. It's up to the things that we do now. We can't just sit around and wait for the opportunity to come. We need to go out and grab it. And as we do that, we need to realize and remember that we're providing exceptional value in the lives of our members. And we are doing and accomplishing the mission and the purpose of credit unions. The reason that they were started, 170 years ago, however long it was, to help people find competent, inexpensive financial products and solutions. So we don't need to be worried. We don't need to hesitate to take advantage of the opportunities, to look for the opportunities, and to be proactive, because we're always adding value.
Yeah, that's the key word there that I've been hearing time and time again. Proactive. Gotta be proactive in everything that we do right now. And so thank you, Nick, for hanging out with us for a few minutes today, and look forward to attending the webinar on July 9th, put on by the folks at Q's and sponsored by the folks at CU Members Mortgage. So it will sure to be a hit, for sure. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Nick. Take care. Be safe and be well, okay?
You too.